This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yesterday, hopefully, it was a good day. Tomorrow will be a good day or a better day. Depends on where you are, what you're doing, who you are. The weather sometimes affects a lot of people. I'm looking out at cloudy,
affected me this morning.
But it'll be better over the weekend, Richie. You have that to look forward to.
Yes, it will.
And then Jennifer and Kenny are worried about seeing a cloud in Southern California.
It
might
80.
Be a cloud there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very nice. And so let's get into what is and isn't so nice. The story of Othman Abu al-Kayan.
Bless you.
Abu al-Kayan. Othman Abu al-Kayan is a radical. Interesting because he is an Israeli. Interesting because he has become a jihadist. A Bedouin Israeli doctor has created a mystery. He was the top of his class in Israel, had a tough life, tough things going on in his life as a youngster, grew up as a minority in an Arab village, became a hospital intern, and now this doctor is a jihadist. Not something you'd expect from Israeli. Right?
Mm-hmm.
His transformation into a jihad. He's a member of ISIS in Syria.
Hmm.
I'm looking at a picture of him as a medical student. All of this with an education. People think that the Muslims who are involved, in ISIS are they're easy followers. But there have been example on top of example on top of example of people who are pretty smart. Pretty well educated, anyway. I don't know if that doesn't necessarily always mean smart. Educated and smart don't always go together. Anyway, he in his late 20s is the first Bedouin to become a jihadist in the history of Israel or in the history of the movement. So fast forward now to a couple of Colorado teenagers who apparently want to do the same thing.
How about that story, right?
Tried to join the Islamic State group.
Girls, too.
Yeah, right, they're girls.
Teenage girls left high school. The high school calls their parents and says, your girls didn't show up for school this morning. The father calls the daughter and says, oh, I'm just running late for class. Meanwhile, they're on their way to Turkey to go to Syria to join ISIS.
Where does that plan match? So bizarre.
Three girls, suburban Denver, trying to join the militants in Syria. After stealing money from their parents, flying to Germany on their own, they obviously had to have passports. They're 15, 16, and 17 years old. They skipped school, stopped at the Frankfurt, Germany airport by FBI agents, and then they were returned to Colorado.
The father checked to see if his passports were missing, and they were gone along with the $2,000 cash.
Right.
It's crazy.
What I want to know is how they got three tickets over there for $2,000.
15, 16, and 17 years old, they got caught at Frankfurt Airport.
A garden destination, Dougie. I don't think it's a garden destination. I wouldn't be too impressed with that airfare. But here's what
they had to get over to Europe, and that's not cheap to do from Denver.
My question, though, I get sometimes, I guess, I can rationalize why boys want to go join ISIS because they are sick of the culture. They think they can do some good. Okay. I don't understand how any woman at all can go join a group that has such little regard for females in general. I just don't understand. I don't even know
they
where that
thinking
comes from.
They are naive. They're not educated. These girls, I'm betting, I haven't seen a picture of them. Anybody see a picture of them?
No.
We could probably describe them. Go ahead, Kenny. What'd you say?
No, I said no. I hadn't seen a picture.
So I don't mean to sort of make this sound like a rubber stamp pat, okay, this is what they look like. But I'm betting we could describe them fairly accurately. And if they're that disconnected from their parents and vice versa, then I think it's even more certain sort of what they look like, how they've been entitled. There's an entitlement thing here somehow. And so Jennifer has the story. Why would anybody who knew anything, they don't know anything, they have this air about them that everything is wrong here, including their parents. They don't like their parents. They don't have anything to do with them. I'm figuring.
I think you're touching on probably maybe, okay, aside from the fact that women would want to join a Muslim group like this. Okay, mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. question number one. Mm-hmm. But number two, and you just hit on it a little bit, Ducky, is why young people are so ashamed to be American.
Because the educational system, Jennifer, is so bad, it doesn't teach, not that we have to have values-based education, I don't believe in that, but you got to have a certain amount of education as to what the country really is all about.
Educational system adopts a culture, and here's the deal.
Yeah.
I mean, you go to you looked at what a couple of weeks ago the cameras went to Harvard University and said, "Who's worse, America or ISIS?" Mm. And in like every case that you see, these kids, they're sitting there going, "It's ISIS, America." Oh, you know, they want oil and exceptionalism. Mm. When was it a bad thing to be exceptional? Like, and it's
But you're going back to my argument.
The culture has switched.
My argument is that the educational system has made everybody the same. There is no up. There is no down. There is no good. There is no bad. There is no Excel.
Yeah, but another thing we've got going on here.
People apologize for their success, though.
Right.
Why is it bad that America has to be a successful country?
It isn't just America. It's success in general.
We're such a fractured society nowadays. You know, it used to be back in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, whatever, when people came from other countries, they were proud to be Americans, even though they were of whatever heritage. Now it's this.
Things.
I just want to come here to get what I can
get.
I'm still a blank.
An Italian.
Whatever I am. And American comes second.
Yeah. It's I think with kids, I think it's much simpler than that. Kids make dumb mistakes, and they think they know everything. And they want to shock the older generation.
And so, but there's one more thing, Kenny, too. If there was any kind of education, really good education, in terms of current events, you would show pictures. For example, today, both a man and a woman were stoned to death in Syria because they committed adultery. That, in how you know, less
what about the woman?
Explain what goes on in a classroom in these countries.
They're not going to tell the story. Classrooms go 15.
Why?
Parents
they should
freak out.
No, they wouldn't. They should be teaching that. They shouldn't be freaking out. They are freaking out. Then it's their fault.
What about the woman yesterday who got acid thrown in her face because her outfit wasn't on right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. That was in Iran. I mean, really?
Okay, so we've got that food for thought going for us. 14 after the hour, Dr. Ron Hoffman here with some more food for thought. How to keep yourself from getting sick, mostly with a focus on Ebola. What do you need to be putting into your body? Up next here on Good Day.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care, with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. This fall, find products to suit the season for less.
like Hershey's Peanut Butter Kiss Cookie Kit. 66 cookies at just 14 cents a cookie. 4 pounds of Honeycrisp apples for $8.98. That's just $2.25 a pound. And a festive 32-inch decorated holiday wreath for just $49.98 to help you transition flawlessly from fall to winter. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club.
Excuse me, 16 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Happy to have back with us Dr. Ron Hoffman, who has an excellent practice, medical practice, radio presence in New York, and a website, Dr. Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, drhoffman.com, that is full of all kinds of important information, his Intelligent Medicine newsletter, focusing on the things that can boost your immune system this week, or is it, you phrase it, boosting your immune response. What's the difference between your immune response and your immune system in general?
Well, your immune system is sort of like a muscle, and for a lot of people, it's weak and underdeveloped, so they're easily overwhelmed by whatever bug is going around.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to condition our immune system. We want to build it up. Part of that is actually, the experience of getting ill and recovering successfully. That's one of the reasons why all these vaccines and antibiotics may actually ultimately weaken our immune systems.
So a lot of people are asking, how do I protect myself against, and you fill in the blank, mostly Ebola, but there's the enterovirus for young people, there's mosquito-borne problems, there are all kinds of flus that are around and bugs here and bugs there. So you put together a list of things. You want to give us the highlights?
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot of things, 17 specific supplements, nutraceuticals to take, but it goes beyond just taking pills. First of all, caveat, there's no predicting what is going to prevent or treat Ebola. We don't know enough about that. We can't say, take some vitamin D or some vitamin C and you'll be fine.
But if you have a strong immune system, you'd likely ward off.
Less likely that you get sick, less likely you're going to die. Like some of these Americans, they seem to have relatively mild infections, and some of these poorly nourished, depleted people. Africans.
Right. That's a great
die.
Observation. Yeah. The doctors have recovered now. They're giving blood to those who are sick, and pretty much everybody has recovered. It's acknowledging that they're in better condition because of food and all kinds of other things. All right, so what do you recommend?
Well, okay, so obviously adequate sleep. That's very important. Most Americans don't get enough sleep. Mm-hmm. Exercise, but don't exercise too much, because if you over-exercise, you're more likely to get sick. Avoid smoking. Avoid excess sugar. Avoid obesity, because obesity even suppresses immunity. Mm-hmm. And then when it comes to supplements, some of the key ones, vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin D in particular, which you get from sunlight and also from pills, these are very important. Even probiotics are important. Beneficial bacteria actually help to bolster your immune response.
Yeah. So I was interested in vitamin D, as you were suggesting. Vitamin E sometimes is controversial. The B vitamins, selenium and zinc. A lot of people say, I've taken my vitamins, but what about minerals? And you mentioned probiotics. If you're on an antibiotic, very important. But
the minerals would be like zinc and selenium in particular. They're very powerful immune supporters. Mm-hmm. And people even take zinc lozenges sometimes if they get a cold. Take a few of those and it helps your sore throat.
Echinacea, I take that all the time.
That's there for sure.
Ginseng. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to pronounce this. Astragalus?
Astragalus, yes. That's a traditional Chinese herb. Very helpful.
I'm getting overwhelmed here. Am I supposed to take 30 of these every single day?
17.
Hey, I do. I do.
Yeah,
if I'm going to pick five, what are the top five I should be taking?
Okay, let's start with vitamin D.
Yeah.
D, C, E, astragalus, and I like AHCC. That's a product called Empower. Good stuff.
All right, there we have the word from Dr. Ron Hoffman. Check out the information he has at his Intelligent Medicine newsletter and at his website, Dr. Hoffman, with two Fs, drhoffman.com. I think, the lettered vitamins plus astragalus. Right?
Sounds like arugula.
Hi, Dr. Ron. Thank you. That's good information. Check out his website. You can get the connection at dougsteffen.com. 21 after the hour.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I put a spell on you. Because of my
Halloween. All right, week from Friday, right, gang?
Yep.
Stop the things you do.
Gonna have some Halloween music between now and then, here and there. This is Screaming Jay Hawkins.
What up? I ain't lying. Yeah, I can't stand.
The best part of the song. The last 14,
you
15
like the
seconds.
End. I love the end of this. All right, well, we'll come back and revisit that here. Let's.
Why? What do you mean, come back and revisit that?
Because we've got a minute and 20 seconds before that happens. Right, we're going to jump in with Simmons for a minute.
See if I'll be here when the morning comes.
This is the Gene Simmons.
Jumping Gene Simmons. Not my kids.
No. Could have been his early life. Tune's called Haunted House from the 60s.
Ain't no hang gonna run me
on. Oh, wait a minute. Here's another one of your favorites. Hold on.
It was a one-eyed man.
Oh, yeah.
Blind purple people.
You're big on Halloween.
Blind horse, blind purple people. One eyes, one mind, blind purple people. Eater.
Sure looks strange to me.
This is Chef Woolley.
Who
was the drover on Rawhide.
Mr. Purple.
That's right. He was an old country western star, right?
He was. Yep. He and the guy who did the theme. All right, you want to go back to tell the story in a second? Go back to Screamin' Jay.
We can finish a few minutes of Old Blue Eyes.
Wait a minute. What happened to the end of Screamin' Jay Hawkins?
It's coming. It's coming.
Wicked witchcraft.
Oh, that's good stuff. All right, here's Screamin' Jay.
I don't care if you don't want me. I'm yours right now. I'll put a spell on you.
Really awful.
Just kills me.
She's a witch queen.
Redbone.
Of New Orleans.
All right, so let me tell my Chef Woolley story.
Oh, Okay, yeah.
You've heard this story before.
I've heard this story a million times.
Have you really?
For those who haven't, go.
Jennifer, you've heard this story, no?
I think so.
All right, Kenny, you've heard the story?
Yeah.
I love to tell the story because it's such a fun story. Sheb Woolley and Johnny Western were among a group of dozens and dozens. After that, it was Wilfred Brimley and Richard Farnsworth. Two guys, the same story you can tell on both of them.
These are older actors.
This was in what year?
Yeah. Well, for those of you who don't recognize the names, these are actors from the 50s.
Wilfred Brimley, the old man that does the oatmeal.
Right, but he was more recently in the same reality as Sheb Woolley and Johnny Western were. These guys started, yeah, they did. They started in the 40s, Richie, 50s, television, movies. Johnny Western was, until recently, the morning host on a country station in Kansas, in Wichita. Wonderful guy. He's the one who wrote and sang the theme for Paladin. He was
an old Western show.
Oh, come on. You have to you get it.
I had no idea what you were talking
Paladin?
About.
Paladin? Really? Oh, my
Never
God.
Heard of it.
All right. Okay. Well, culturally, shows you what the U.S. education system is missing. There's a perfect example of it.
Right.
Because they don't teach Paladin in school.
Right. I don't know about Paladin.
Oh, my God.
No wonder we're falling
apart. This country's going down the toilet. They don't teach kids about old Western shows.
Anyway, Johnny Western and Sheb Woolley were extras on Paladin, bad guys. They were always bad guys. Johnny Western told me he'd been killed 560 times in movies and TV shows. Anyway, he was sitting around while they were waiting for a setup to shoot the next scene, and he was strumming his guitar, and Paladin, Richard Boone, loved it and said, can you do a theme? Do you think you can come up with a theme for my TV show? And he did, and that's where Paladin, the song came from. That was, if you've seen that old probably...
So for all of you out there who have kids who are getting a horrible education, Doug just fixed it.
I did, yes. So Johnny Weston and Sheb Woolley were friends, and they then became stars in their own right on the circuit. But first, they were extras and bad guys in movies and westerns, and Sheb Woolley was singing, Johnny Weston was singing.
I'd love to have been killed 500 times. It's like Steve Buscemi.
Yeah. 28 passed on Good Day.
He's a cutie. He is about... less than a foot tall, was black originally with a little white tuxedo in the front of his chest.
Mr. Jackson is a snoodle.
A rescue dog, so we don't know exactly everything that's in him, but the vet said he is schnauzer and poodle primarily, and he may have a few other things mixed in.
AARP caregiving expert Amy Goyer.
And what I saw was that as my dad's Alzheimer's progressed, he did not want to go anywhere without this dog. He felt so much more secure with the dog.
With extra training, Mr. Jackson knows how to handle his master's needs. And this tip?
You need to get a letter from the doctor saying what your disability is and that the service dog is providing a service. A service dog can have full access, which means that they can go into public places,
including restaurants and planes. For more on service dogs, check out Amy's blog at AARP.org. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis.
Your local Health Mart pharmacy would like to salute caregivers everywhere. They're the selfless among us, juggling work and care with little time for themselves. The ones who are aiding an aging parent, or nurturing a sick child, or supporting a loved one who perhaps doesn't remember them anymore. Fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your Health Mart pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with advice, encouragement, and expert guidance in good times and bad. That's because Health Marts are independently owned by pharmacists who are part of the community and take the time to know you and your family's changing needs. At Health Mart, we care for caregivers, and we'd love to know each and every one of you by name. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120 26-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze-Dry Guy's Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze-Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Got a few good ones, a few new ones. It's a good day program. We're going to stay ahead of the curve, Richie.
Yeah.
Here we are. Go crank it up for a minute then. Doug Steffen.
It's got a beat you can dance to.
Yeah, nice. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler. We've been remiss in our duties of checking out what's going on social media-wise, Kenny. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day. What do we have that's in the good and bad department there, comment-wise, for whatever the myriad of issues are that people want to talk about or be heard on?
Well, we were talking about the World Series earlier, so we asked which side our listeners are standing on, and most are for the Royals. Michael says go Royals. Sean says Royals in seven. Jeff, Chris, and Marsha all say Royals. Connie says Giants, baby, all the way.
Ew.
Yep.
All the way.
Unfortunately.
Right. Forget it. Let's go. And tell us something else. I want to hear boo for the Giants and yay for the Royals.
Well, that's what we got most of.
Yeah, right.
Most people are going to root for the underdog, and the Royals, having not been there in 29 years,
but
are the
Royals,
underdog.
But in Vegas, they're not.
No, but just the fact that they haven't been there in 29 years and the Giants have won two in the last 5 years, yeah, they are.
I guess. Sorry. I guess because they haven't won in a while, people would get behind them. Yeah.
Right.
That's why I would get behind them.
Yeah.
And they're playing the Giants.
Okay, what else, Kenny?
A couple comments on Oscar Pistorius. Mario says, Pistorius' sentencing just shows the injustice in this world and what a significant role money plays.
Mm-hmm. Do, re, mi. Never mind. Keep going.
And Jeff says, money. If it was an accident, the sentence seems about right. If it was murder, it's not even close. But the judge seems to think it was an accident.
Really? Yeah. So why send him to jail at all then? If that's the case. Right?
Well, because he's still liable.
Well,
he's still responsible.
What is sending him to jail do? What does that help? How does that help?
Sorry, I accidentally killed your friend there.
Well, but
I accidentally killed your daughter.
I don't think he accidentally did it. I don't think it was an accident. But in this circumstance, sending him, they say it was an accident. Okay, I had an accident with my car the other day. You going to send me to jail?
If you killed somebody,
yeah,
and you were negligent, sure.
Go. Mm-hmm.
Negligent
in
what?
He didn't have to fire into that bathroom, but he did.
But yeah.
Into the old man on the Santa Monica Pier 6 or 7 years ago.
He hit him with a car.
Who drove over 35 people or whatever it was.
Yeah. Hmm.
He didn't have to be in that car. Somebody was responsible for not taking his keys away from him.
Let me play devil's advocate for a minute. Just for the heck of it. In this circumstance, you think this guy had his wits about him? And that's why they call it negligent homicide or whatever, because he wasn't thinking. But in that circumstance, I think Pistorius is guilty as hell. But let's take the 85-year-old guy who drove his car into those people on the 3rd Street Promenade in Santa Monica. Okay, so what's the story with him? He shouldn't have been driving, but then again, there are a lot of people who ought not to be driving. He just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time and didn't know how to react. And that's what I'm saying here. Many times people do things and it's just literally an accident. So is there a throwback to that? If it's just an accident, then why would you penalize them more than what they have been penalized?
Well, that's what you have to decide. It was whether there was any negligence.
Yeah.
Okay. First, there's intent. And then once you decide that there was no intent, then is there negligence?
Yeah.
I think in Pistorius' case, there was negligence. He could have dialed 911 and ran out of the house.
911 in South Africa?
Whatever it is.
Hmm. All right. What else, Kenny?
911 Mon.
Mon. No, that's Jamaica. What's the matter with you? Go ahead, Kenny.
You want some Ebola comments?
Yeah, of course. We need more Ebola comments.
We haven't talked about that all day.
Yeah.
Carol says, I think the news is making a problem where there isn't one. The chances of someone getting Ebola is something most of us don't have to worry about.
Mm. Well, it's a perfect example of what the news media does to scare everybody. There are a lot of businesses being created around this. There's not much common sense attached to it. At least the response today of the tightening of Ebola screening, so that if you're coming from one of those three countries, you have to go through one of the five airports. You can't come into the country any other way unless you just fly to Mexico City and walk across the border. Good luck finding people that way. I mean, this is just patently pandering to people who are all worked up because of the news media. And as Kenny said, and what Ron Hoffman said earlier on, and all the doctors on this program said the same thing. The essence of it is if you're healthy, you are not going to, you might come down with something, but I'm not going to kill you. Keep yourself healthy. That's it. Next.
Along the same lines, Ariana says, heard this on CNN a little while ago, almost verbatim. Quote, we don't know where all this Ebola fear-mongering stuff is coming from. Okay, up next, we'll tell you why so many are going to die from Ebola.
CNN, thank you. Enough said. That was well done. What's next?
One more. Michael says, Ebola is like the Powerball, but in reverse.
Mm. How? What do you mean? What does that mean? What does that mean to you, that statement? Powerball in reverse.
It's
the odds are so remote.
Not winning the lottery,
right?
Except you don't win, you lose.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Got it. Thank you, Reggie, for explaining that. Nobody explained it to me like that. The Mormon Church is in the news today. Mormons addressing the mystery of what they have to wear for underwear.
The magic underwear. Yeah.
There's a new video out, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
And in it, the church compares the white two-piece cotton temple garments worn by its faithful to holy vestments donned by adherents of other religions, like the Catholic garb for that.
It's a little different. Okay, so one of my very good friends is Mormon, and I helped her get into her wedding dress, and that's when you start wearing those undergarments is when you get married. And, you know, they look kind of like a tank top, and I didn't see the bottom so much, but I'm assuming they're kind of like a short, sort of like a, you know, like a long johnny kind of short.
Yeah.
So I don't know what the equivalent to Catholic would be. I mean,
why are the Mormons talking about this now? What is the? I never
even
heard of this.
I think because there's so much curiosity.
Why?
And people make so many jokes about magic underwear. I don't know why they do that, because it's different. You know, most religions don't require you to wear certain things under your clothes, or at least the major religions in the U.S. You know, so people are curious when they hear about it.
Yeah, maybe somebody would start a religion that actually featured magic underwear, and they get a lot of new members.
There you go.
That'd be it. What did you start to say, Richard?
I'm flipping through the headlines here.
Oh, nice.
This poor guy, truck driver, hauling 44,000 pounds, 9,700 six packs of Miller Lite, had his truck stolen at a Pompano Beach truck stop.
Where were you last night, Rich?
Somebody's playing
Miller Lite.
So, I mean, yeah, exactly.
Who wants a truckload of that?
You see the headline and you're like, wow, somebody stole a truckload. But apparently down in Florida, and this guy had just bought this truck. He was trying to make a better life for himself. He had been a driver for somebody else. Mm-hmm. Just bought this truck so he could work for himself, and a truck gets stolen. But apparently down in Florida, there's been a rash of trucks. Somebody last week stole a truck with 180,000 eggs in it from Fort Myers. And then a Hershey's chocolate truck was stolen.
Those stories always crack me up.
County.
And that's no yoke.
Yeah. And then somebody stole a truck with Slim Fast in it.
Okay, that's boring. Who wants Slim Fast? I mean, I understand the chocolate. I understand the beer. Maybe the eggs.
But what makes you wonder is, okay, organized crime is hitting these trucks and then selling this stuff on the black market.
Mm-hmm.
Beer, eggs, Slim Fast, chocolate.
These days. All right. Is it time for the United States to host the Olympics again? The chairman of the U.S. Olympic Committee says yes. Scott Blackmon said yesterday, it's time now. The time is right for us to host another Olympics.
Nobody wants it, so we could probably win it.
Right. We can win it and rebuild the city and have all kinds of messes and threats and terror. Why not bring it back, right? They say it's a $51 billion business. However, most of the time, most countries will tell you, every time there's an Olympics, whether it's winter or summer, it's like $50 billion in business. But it costs them a lot more than that to build the facilities and to get things prepared, especially now in the site, can you imagine the terrorist alerts in this country if we had the Olympics here? So who thinks this is a good idea?
Well, the dilemma is it's not really worth it anymore. A lot of countries can't afford to build the infrastructure.
Right, yeah.
And then when it's all over, it all just goes to waste. I mean, you look up, what's the city in New York where we had the Winter Olympics?
Begins with a P.
Yeah. You look up the bobsled and the long jump thing. I mean, there's trees and weeds growing around everything. Right. The stuff just withers away to nothing after it's done. So you spend all that money, and you basically get one Olympics out of it, and then it just goes to waste.
Mm-hmm. Well,
who can afford to do that?
We can. We can do it. You can't do it. Nobody can. 17 before the hour. Omax 3 Ultra Pure.
Here's a question for you, though.
Yes, Rich.
When was the first organized Summer Olympic Games? I'm looking at the list right now.
1912. No, actually, the Olympic Games go back to Greece.
Right,
so
in modern times.
Modern times would have been 18-something or other.
Very good. 1896 in Athens, Greece.
Oh, will you stop?
How much for tickets, Doug?
25 cents.
You scalp them, or?
Imagine the world traveling to Greece in 1896. What kind of trip was that like?
You're the one that told the story about Paladine. I mean, come on.
Paladine.
That was about the time Paladine. The Olympics started, wasn't it?
Oh, very funny. All right, can we focus on Olympic?
Paladine, was it?
I was going to say Olympic. Olympic. Olympic for Omega 3s. Olympic 3. You have...
Words are just sprouting.
I'm getting my tongue caught behind my eye teeth. You can't see what I'm saying. Let's try this again. Omax 3 Ultra Pure is the strongest EFA. There are EFAs, EPAs, DHAs, all of this stuff. What really helps you if you have inflammation? The oils, because they are so strong and potent, and Omax 3 Ultra Pure will help inhibit inflammation. The omega-3s suppress the synthesis and release of pro-inflammation ketones. I think they're
ketones,
whatever they are.
Ketones.
They are the factor in inflammation. Most everything that's wrong with your body is because it's inflamed. There's something wrong, and it creates an inflammation. And you need to quell, stop, slow down the inflammation. And that's what omega-3 does. And the best, the most powerful, most wonderful form of omega-3 oil is Omax 3 Ultra Pure. It is just that. It is so pure, 100% pure, 100% deliverables, pure omega-3 content, clinically shown to lower triglyceride levels, for example, in 30 days. Richie was taking it, and it took care of a lot of his aches and pains. You'll notice the difference. It'll take about a month. And so the folks that created Omax 3 Ultra Pure want you to have the first month of their product free. And you can get it by dialing 800-316-7918. You can go online if you like. If that's easier for you, Doug, D-O-U-G, the number 4, Omax, O-M-A-X 3. So Doug4Omax3.com to order Omax 3 Ultra Pure to take care of lots of things that ail you. I like it because I want the oils to go into my brain to keep that lubricated and working well. We all know doing this for a living, I got to have a sharp mind, especially when I'm working with these guys. So my mind has to be sharper and better and stronger than theirs. So I'm able to build a stronger mind in 12 different ways with Omax 3 Ultra Pure. You can too. 800-316-7918. Get your free 30-day supply, pay shipping and handling. That's it for Omax 3 Ultra Pure. 800-316-7918.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
This Halloween, Guitar Center has the lights, lasers, fog machines, and sound systems you need to throw the ultimate Halloween bash or haunt your house. Skip the party store and add fog and lights with an American DJ fog machine or mini lasers just $24 each. Grab a multicolored stage light or a light stand just $49 each. And amplify your event with a custom PA system for only $69. Plus, while supplies last, with any purchase, get a mystery savings coupon good for your next visit. Don't miss the incredible savings now through Halloween at Guitar Center. In-store or at guitarcenter.com.
Years ago, the family doctor was a fixture in communities across the country. He'd come into your home and personally treat whoever needed help. He was part of the family. And while that practice has faded into memory, there is someone who keeps the tradition of personal health care alive, your local Health Mart pharmacist. While much of health care has become confusing and impersonal, you can drop by your neighborhood Health Mart pharmacy anytime, where your pharmacist will know you by name, not by refill number. That's the spirit of caring you can expect from each independently owned Health Mart pharmacy around the country. So even if a doctor won't be stopping by your house today, you can stop by your local Health Mart pharmacy to get the advice, encouragement, and expert guidance you deserve. Visit healthmart.com for the location near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Would you like to know the five reasons women live longer than men?
Yes.
Because they kill their husband?
Well, that may be a second. That may be number six.
Yeah.
Reason number five, women are less likely to be daredevils.
Okay.
Yes, likely to do crazy stuff.
I think that's true. Right? Meaning women, we're smarter.
Number four, females are tougher in utero. That is, when you're in the womb, the female is better or stronger at assuming what the mother is passing off or casting off or giving you to be healthy. Number three, women succumb to heart disease much later than men. More and more, you hear Dr. Ken talk about this, our cardiologist, a lot. Heart disease is the leading killer of both men and women, but men are more likely to develop it and die earlier than are women. Women live, if they get heart disease, 10 years longer than men on average, all right? Next, women have stronger social networks, more friends. Good friends.
That's a big thing.
Make for good medicine. People with strong friendships have a 50% lower chance of dying than those with few social ties. That's why they say if you have a good relationship, a good marriage, good spousal relationship, you're feeding off of one another and you're going to live
longer. You're more likely to go to the doctor, get your checkups.
Right, they're going
to
be on you.
Support system.
Right, exactly. And in general, the number one reason that women live longer than men is because they pay more attention to their health. Men are 24% less likely than women to have visited a doctor in the past year. How about that? That's just stupid. You guys, if you think that's making you tough, you're just stupid. Go get your health checked out so you can live longer than the women and do na 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 na. 51 after on Good Day.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Listen, I stay at the Bixby House. I brush my teeth right next to the tub where Sir David Smith drowned his whole family. And I stopped being afraid of vampires when I was 12.
Are you your pal?
I'm not quite sure who that is, but we've always asked
God. I think that's your pal, John.
Because I know that ghoulies and ghosties and long-legged beasties don't exist. Even if they did, there's no God to protect us from them, is there?
Cusack, the best.
Yeah. Films are a naturally creepy place.
It does have the vague air of menace.
Really a strange combination of sounds here. The Carpenters with the sound from a movie called 1408, which was the big Halloween movie in 2007.
Great movie.
We've only just begun The Carpenters, which was used memorably in this movie in 2007. What does Chucker remember? Chucker's here, isn't he? Where is Chucker?
Hey, Doug.
Chucker!
So,
what do you remember about this movie? You love all these Halloween spooky things, the crazy ones, the fun ones. So what do you remember about 1408?
I remember liking it. It was really good. Cusick and Sam Jackson. You know, speaking of horror, on Sunday night I'm going to host a revival of Fright Night from 1985 with Chris Sarandon and Roddy McDowall. I believe Chris Sarandon, for my money, was the best vampire ever in a movie.
Really?
Yeah. He ain't looked the part. He was the guy.
He's just terrific in that film.
He was the guy that Clint Eastwood shot at the end of whatever, which movie was. You want to figure out how many bullets there are in my gun? That's the actor.
Hey, punk, is there five?
Yeah.
Or just
Dirty
four?
Harry. Yeah. Right, Dirty Harry.
No, that's a different actor, Doug.
You sure
Chris
that's
Sarandon
not Chris
Sarandon? Chris Sarandon played
Al
Pacino's lover in Saturday Afternoon.
Okay, but there was a similarity in their looks. As I remember. But yes, you're right about that. Now I've focused.
You know, by the way, I put on the Facebook, costumes are Halloween costumes welcome, and my 8-year-old daughter is going as a zombie. So I'm very much looking forward
to
that.
Why are we shocked? We have a story at DougStefan.com today about a craft brewer in Colorado who bought up all the season offerings of Count Chocula cereal for a special Halloween brew they're going to be selling next week. Imagine that. A chocolate brew.
Oh, chocolate's very popular ingredient in beer.
Yeah.
Very popular.
All right, so Chuck, I had some movie news. Chuck's job is to bring us up to date. Video, DVD, all things that show up on the screen. He's pretty accomplished at figuring out what's going on and telling us the story. So he has movie news in a moment here on Good Day.
This is a report by Honda. Shopping for a new SUV? You're not alone. The small SUV and crossover segment is one of the fastest growing car segments, making up 12.1% of all new car sales. This is an increase from 11.2% in 2011 and a jump from 2007 when it only made up 6.7% of the market. So you may want to hear who Motor Trend just announced as its 2015 Sport Utility Vehicle of the Year. Editor-in-Chief Edward Lowe.
The 2015 Honda CR-V impressed our judges with its extensive list of delightful design and thoughtful engineering improvements. Our editors were especially impressed by Honda's responsive and efficient continuously variable transmission and sophisticated safety system, particularly the smart and seamlessly integrated lane keeping assist system. Efficient, practical, and a joy to drive, the 2015 Honda CR-V does virtually everything well.
Motor Trend bases its decision off of 6 criteria, including advancement in design, efficiency, engineering excellence, performance of intended function, safety, and value. For more, visit MotorTrend.com.
All right, let's check with the Chucker now to find out the latest in movie news. Chucker?
All right, Doug. Twitter reaction to an early screening of Chris Nolan's Interstellar, which hits theaters on November 7th, was very positive. Many felt or tweeted.
What's the movie about? Obviously, it's a space thing. What's the theme?
Well, I don't know. It's a lot of the storylines being kept, for the most part, top secret. But if you look at the trailers, it looks like Earth has its last days, and Matthew McConaughey and Anne Hathaway play astronauts who go into outer space somehow to try to save the planet. It looks like an event film, which not many movies have that feel anymore. And it's probably going to do very well.
Another example of an event movie?
Like Independence Day, Jurassic Park.
Got it. Okay.
I gotta go out and see it. Another bit of news. Actress Jenna Malone, who is in the movie Sucker Punch and a whole handful of other films, will be part of the cast of Superman vs. Batman. Reports have it that she'll play a female version of the character of Robin. Now, there's been a lot of articles written recently about the superhero trend. Some say that eventually, and I agree, eventually, audiences are going to wane on this genre, and when they do, I think the studios are going to be left holding the bag, although I don't think that's going to happen for quite some time. But Warner Brothers has superhero movies planned for the next decade, and so does Marvel. So we'll see where this goes. But as long as they make good films, I think people will still show up. And
you're my superhero, Chucker. Chuck Curry, movie man, here on the Doug Stefan Good Day Program.
I am movie man.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.